Rolex wearing.
Woo!
Diamond ring wearing.
Woo!
Kiss stealing.
Woo!
Wheeling dealing.
Woo!
Limousine ride.
Woo!
Jet flying.
Woo!
Son of a gun.
Woo!
And I'm having a hard time holding these diamonds down. Give me two claps and a Ric Flair.
Tim Livingston.
Emotional security is like the blanket that you tuck your soul in.
Pete Livingston.
You ready for Joe
Buck? You ready for Joe Buck?
That's what I think he's saying. He's like, hey, you're about to sleep with Joe Buck.
And Sam.
This is our candy orchestra.
Mm. It's still going. Those are some good pop rocks.
Los Livingston Brothers.
Tim just said it. We know we sound good. This is Los Livingston Brothers show 210.
211?
211?
Depends on how you upload the other one.
Right? Yeah, right? We're in a time stasis.
We sound like a really bad 311 cover band.
By the way, Pete, I have a new nickname.
Do I want to know what your nickname is?
Is it 211 Reserve?
If you listen to the I Am Rappaport podcast.
Okay.
He has the greatest nickname of all time.
Ian, when it should just be Ian?
No, not that Rappaport. That's a good call, though. Nicely done. He's been called the Gringo Mandingo.
The Gringo Mandingo.
The Gringo Mandingo.
You came so close just going straight through the camera.
Pete, like, almost,
no, not with that knife.
So. This is Los Livingston Brothers. This is 2-something. We have a lot of shows. Let's just say that. My name is Tim. I am one of the 2 Los Livingston brothers. Pete, we should also let the listeners know as he is preparing to
looks like he's working settle. On finger laceration.
Yes, you know, right? Is. That's what I'm
right, exactly. Pete, it is the 5th annual.
This is fun.
It is the 5th annual Los Livingston Brothers Appreciation Month. We'd like to thank everybody for joining us again.
And you're all welcome.
Yes. I mean, you're welcome for us being here.
Thank you.
But more importantly,
don't get me on the carpet.
More importantly,
yeah.
Pete, gotta go.
I feel like
gotta go.
By the way, how many did I score?
Like 60 something.
63.
It was terrible. Pete, I had the worst showing.
Thank you, Tony Romo,
and
for getting
still outscored you by 20 points.
Shut your face, because I started Tony Romo, who got me 1.4, and I still have more points.
Oh, you don't pop the whole way.
Yes, you do.
No, you. That's pop
why.
Partly.
That's why you're not.
No, you pop
it.
Partly. Cold.
Oh, we had a false start.
Oh,
that's a 10-yard penalty.
Get another one.
Oh,
get another one.
Oh,
Joe, why do you keep them in the freezer like that?
Man? I didn't. It was just in the regular refrigerator. Just
Pete's gonna vomit.
Pete, you're never gonna win with those thin little bird lips.
Yeah, man. That's right. Most of the power is derived from these things right here.
That was cold. That was the Rockies.
That was cold.
I blame Peter's shoes.
I blame old Rusty. Pete shaking it off, literally.
Pete's got like a 12-year-old girl stomach.
Yeah. Oh. Pete, how was your first beer?
I remember my first beer.
That's cute. I remember my first beer. So, scenario going in, this is Robin, congratulations, first off.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
That's my clap.
Do you hear my congratulations?
I do. It sounds very sincere.
So sincere. Thank you.
Yeah. But here's the
genuine.
The scenario, there are 2 spots left. Joe is in the running for one of them. Tim and I and Tahir are battling, essentially.
Well, no, all of us here are battling for similar spot. Well, no, you guys need your division.
Yeah. Between me and Tahir,
it's a shit
whoever
show.
Loses between me and Tahir will be eliminated. Because you have Tim and Tahir on points, correct?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Joe's got everybody on points.
No,
yeah.
not outside Pat Rye.
No.
But Pat.
Pat's ahead of him, but Pat's got his division.
So you're.
I need to win out.
Yeah.
Period. I need to win out.
So
and outscore Maddie and Scott in the process.
Right. Yeah.
If I lose to Tahir. 2 to here, I'm done. And then if you win,
I beat Elliot. Basically, if I beat Elliot, it's going to take a miracle for either you or Tahir to catch me.
Yeah.
So Elliot is favored. Now, I have a lot of upside plays. We'll get to it. But literally, if anybody
like
has
dog,
played.
Tim. Die like a dog.
If anybody has any players they don't want anymore and wants them to get injured, please send them to me, and I will make sure it happens. Because literally everybody on my team has gotten hurt this year at some point. Outside of my quarterback, which is really weird.
Andy Dalton, he's a ginger.
Yeah, so oh yeah, he's like, got that ginger magic. It's, damn it, that's what it is, isn't
no
it?
No rules apply.
I picked up Andy Dalton, and the damn ginger is what's leading to all these injuries. Yeah. God damn it.
It's science.
If you would have started Jameis Winston from the start.
Yeah, I know. I should have really gone with the whole black quarterback thing.
Or held on to Cam.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but then I got Nuck, man. Nuck so a few bucks.
Tim ended up with the top five quarterback, got rid of
him. Why is his nickname Nuck?
I have no idea.
Because he was super into Nuck a few bucks.
Nuck a few bucks.
Well, I mean, weren't we all? But all right, nobody calls me Nuck.
Enjoy this podcast.
So, yeah, so Pete's leaving.
Pete, too.
Hey, just leave the Chinese food. Check it later.
Chelsea's like, where's my dinner? I'm like,
Over under, how many of those four party beers do you think we drink tonight?
All of them.
The father-in-law must go to Costco and get another box.
Yeah. For those of you listening at home, which I guess is everyone.
No, we didn't bring that. You guys are like super cool. We're not that cool. We're not that cool. We really are.
There's a box of beer not 10 feet from us with a big old post-it on it that says for party because Pete is turning 19 this weekend.
He really is. And it's funny.
And Pete is the oldest looking 19-year-old he really is. Ever
He's
meet.
Been gray for so long. So, but yeah, so Pete's gone now, and this makes the podcast, as we've seen in previous iterations when Pete is not here, much less entertaining. So we're going to do everything we can to be as entertaining as possible. I make no promises as Robin strokes the head of Larry Joe Bird. This week, guys... So this was the week where chaos could have ensued.
It did.
And it did. It totally is now chaotic. Elliot wanted this chaos because he is an evil, ruthless commissioner.
Well, and what else does he have to root for at this point?
And so basically there's four teams that are eliminated.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember the split. Yep. I think it's four teams eliminated, two teams in, six teams battling for playoff spots.
Something like that. Yeah, I think...
that's exactly it.
Elliot, Marcos, Brianna, and Keezer are eliminated.
I got the nice...
We thank you for playing.
Monday night, Keezer. Do you want anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Sammy Watkins?
Right.
Sammy Watkins?
By the way, I almost was ready to negotiate a trade for Sammy Watkins until I saw it was the wrong Matt that I could trade with. It was Matty, not Matt, Keezer. And it was like... Oh, well, that sucks.
Listen,
and
we all love Keezer, but he would have been like, oh, give me a second-round pick for Sammy Watkins. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a third-round keeper. Yeah, and so I'm totally going to give you a second-rounder for him.
Totally worth using a third-round pick for.
Keezer works on algorithms all day. That's what his job is. Come up with an algorithm for better trades.
That was nice, though. I didn't respond to his like posts in the Slack about Watkins. I was going to be like, he's a third round keeper, not worth it. But I let it sit. I was being good.
No joke, though, considering my wide receivers for next year. I mean, Nuck as a fifth round keeper is the easiest freaking keep in the world. But I would actually, like, part of me would want to take Sammy Watkins as a third rounder, considering who's available to you know, outside of the
second. Well, there's still offseason trades is the thing, too. Mm-hmm. Like, all these trades that we're thinking about with people... It becomes full-on keeper at this point. Yeah. Anything you want to make with people eliminated, like you can still make those trades, but
it's
not going to help you this year.
No.
I'm keeping five wide receivers at this point, so I definitely
Which is crazy, and that's what I'm talking about. It's like, all of a sudden you're like, oh, shoot, maybe I should keep them. So, for this week, we'll just lead off with Robin and me. Robin was not happy looking at what the score was going into the late games on Sunday when we were basically tied and I still had Gronk. He still had Barnage, but we both had the Pittsburgh and Seattle defenses. He had D'Angelo Williams. D'Angelo Williams did D'Angelo Williams things. Good for you. Meanwhile, Chris Johnson breaks his leg because literally if you're
newly acquired.
So Carlos Hyde's out this week, might be back next week.
Maybe. They might show him for the year, though.
Chris Johnson.
Because you owned him.
Because I owned him, so therefore transitive property. But Look, I can't. I don't know what to say at this point. Like, it's literally mind-boggling to think of all the injuries I've had to deal with, and I'm trying not to be like the guy that complains about it, but it's also like, what the fuck? Why is everybody on my team getting hurt? Literally everybody.
I lucked out.
I think it's a Livingston thing, though, because Pete had a good number of players go down too this year.
But it's like I've lost Kelvin Benjamin, Steve Smith, Marshawn Lynch, Carlos Hyde, almost lost Gronk. I have lost Chris Johnson. It's like
Richard.
I was lost. Yeah, Richard Matthews to broken ribs. It's like, yeah, okay, great. So I could get the injured kicker of all the kickers in the league.
Did you own the wide receiver that I just picked up?
Did you pick up Ruben? No, you didn't pick up Ruben. You just picked up who'd you pick?
Kendall Wright.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Kendall Wright got hurt.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So Kendall Wright got hurt too. But Robin, I don't know what the hell happened with your team this week.
AJ finally
got a game from AJ Green.
Yeah, and I had big points on my bench because I benched T.Y.
Yeah, but
I benched Julius Thomas, which I don't.
But see, that's the thing.
Continue to do that.
You can't start Thomas. I mean, one of the things you might look at is maybe what Thomas is a flex, right? I mean, either him or T.Y. Hilton, right?
Well, I got the three running backs, so. It just
but Gore is now.
Yeah, I picked
like,
up CJ, and I think I'm going to flex him this week.
Yeah. So. Even though they're splitting carries with him still, which is really weird.
Yeah. So, but yeah, come playoff time, it might be that Julius Thomas is my flex, and I'm flexing Barnage and Julius. But we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, but it was really odd to see Matt Ryan just flat out have a horrible game. Like, just straight up.
Was it really that odd?
No, but like, even in horrible games, you look at Julio Jones. Yeah, you look at Julio Jones and like, he's good for 10, you know? Mm-hmm. No, not this week, so.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't the first one. I mean, he's had a few down games. He had that one game where he had like zero receiving yards and picked up a fumble and scored a touchdown.
Yeah, because Julio Jones.
Yeah.
And Devonta Freeman scored like four
touchdowns. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, that was the, I think it was either the Dallas game or the Minnesota game. We couldn't remember.
I think it was Minnesota. Right. I don't know.
It was one of those games. But Robin's still like, he's still the scariest team because he's got two legit top five receivers. He's got a top 10 quarterback. He's got a top three tight end. He's got two top flight running backs.
Well, and the thing, too, with this quarterback is a top 10, but on any given week, could easily be number one.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
But
that
can also be
like, what the hell is going on with that offense? Like, we've
Jordy,
seen,
man.
There's a lot.
Probably, yeah.
It is, but it's like, there's a lot. It's really odd to think that, just halfway through the season, the king of adjustments is they don't have anything for him. Like, they can't figure it out. Like, Randall Cobb's just now starting to get the ball, which is making Joe happy.
I could have used it.
Yeah, there were a lot of. I watched that whole game. There were a lot of missed opportunities. Yeah. There was a 70-yard Randall Cobb touchdown that was just negated entirely because they actually stopped play.
Right.
On
that's right.
So and it was just Randall Cobb was just wide open on a deep slant and just gone. He was not going to be touched.
And
then there was at the very end of the game, there were two passes that should have been caught for a touchdown at the end.
Without a doubt.
James Jones should have caught that one pass. And then Devontae Parker should have caught that one, too.
Yeah, it was high, so, but he should have.
Devontae Adams, right?
Yeah, Parker Adams. Stupid Devontae wide receiver.
So, and any one of those would have salvaged what was. He scored 14 points, so one more touchdown mixed in and a couple of things, and who cares?
Yeah.
But
you won, so it really doesn't matter.
But yeah, I got lucky.
And my points are still super low, so you still got even bigger than my points.
I think the last 3 or 4 weeks, I've gone under my projection, but managed to win and still managed to maintain or increase a points lead.
Yeah, which is crazy. So going to Joe's game, Tahir just boat race you. But Philip Rivers had a Philip Rivers game. He tends to have those. Brandon Marshall, what the hell? Finally?
Not finally. Brandon Marshall's been doing this all year.
But 25-point game, like he hasn't...
Pull up his scores. He's gone over 20 multiple times this year.
He's had some good games.
Brandon,
for sure.
Brandon
Marshall. No, this is catching. His first 20. He's had 12, 16, 14, 12, 15, 10, 10, 10, and then 25.
All right. So he's well, been still. Like,
he's been consistent. He's been
11,
consistent.
Like,
and
you're
this is
fine.
With Harvard thrown to him, you know? Mm-hmm. So good for him. Amari Cooper had a big game. Eddie Lacy, man, Tahir getting lucky with Eddie Lacy finally losing weight and finally, you know, being Eddie Lacy. And then, you know, Tyler Eifert catching a touchdown pass because everybody caught a touchdown pass.
This is exactly what Joe was worried about last
week.
And
I said that. I said on the podcast that maybe someone will hear someday because
it will
go up.
And then, of course, Joe, you lost by 38 points. Russell Wilson had 35 points.
He did.
And,
no, totally. Started Russell Wilson, that would have been very big.
But Russell Wilson has a 5-touchdown game for the first time in his career, and it's, you know, against the Pittsburgh team.
On the back of a 3-touchdown game after not throwing multiple touchdowns for the past, like, 6.
And it's basically gotten to the point where the Seahawks realize they can't run the ball, and so they're like, Russ, save us. And he's saving them.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. I truly believe he was feeling pressure to throw to Jimmy Graham.
Right. And then Jimmy Graham's now out for the season.
This is going to be a big help, Jimmy Graham going down. So that's the thing. So I dropped Russell Wilson, and then promptly, as Tony Romo went down,
picked Russell Wilson back up.
Because
he hadn't played yet with the afternoon game.
Well, I couldn't use him, but I just... Yeah, I mean, had he had that 5-touchdown game and someone was looking for a quarterback, there's a chance that I don't get Russell Wilson back.
Nicely done.
So.
Yeah. Good work.
No, probably not. He's probably a waiver claim from one of these crazy ones.
Pete's left, but he got whooped by Scott. This was about as bad a game as me and Robin was. The combined point total was less than 165 or 155. Pardon me, but they were projected for 215 together. Scott wins 89.7 to 64.2. Games from Derek Carr. Jeremy Hill somehow, but Cincinnati's defense with a pick six and a bunch of sacks and all that stuff against the worst offensive.
Well, mine
football.
Too. I mean, just to take one step back to my game too. Todd Gurley had 3, which is really concerning. But the thing is, here's the thing with that offense is you don't need to protect the pass.
You can
put 8 in the box.
They're putting 9 in the box,
and that's because it's either, you know, the role of the quarterback in that offense right now is you hand off to Tavon Austin
on an end around,
or Todd Gurley,
because
they're shit.
Yeah.
So a good quarterback or decent quarterback play will open Gurley back up, but that sucks.
Yeah. The resurgent commissioner won this week again. He's now 4-8.
Woo!
He's
win out. Win
he
out.
Right now. So he's got Carson Palmer. Cecil Shorts had a touchdown. Reuben Randall somehow had a touchdown. He picked up Vince Jackson and got 7.6 points from him. And he's
hurt.
Vince Jackson, who I had hurt off and on all season. Forgot about
and
that one.
I picked him up for 1 week and got like 12 points out of him.
He's got John Stewart, who's doing fine. Thomas Rawls, who I can't trade for. He's got Javorius Allen, who's having a good run.
You mean Buck Allen?
Yeah, Buck Allen. Sorry.
Nuck if you buck.
I think they're friends. I hope so.
Elliot has sneakily put together one of those waiver wire teams that's just like, it's sad how good it is this part of the season. And a lot of these guys are keepers because of how he went around and got him, like Rawls and Allen. Our 15th round keepers, you know, Cecil Shorts. It's like, this is a team that all of a sudden is like, oh shit, like, he is the greatest spoiler of them all. Like, I'm glad I don't have to play him again, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah.
But good for him. He takes out Maddie, who is now officially on the bubble.
Yeah, he's got to score a ton of points and he's got to win.
So
just like basically anyone that's looking for that wild card spot basically needs to win both their games and just drop a shit ton of points.
So the other games, Marcos defeated Keezer. Marcos had a huge game thanks to Doug Baldwin, Calvin Johnson, and no, you're not hearing this wrong, Alex Smith.
Yeah.
Also, every San Diego Charger.
Yes. Danny Woodhead got him 4.7 points. Antonio Gates, 17 with 8. Oh, I forgot to mention, Baldwin was on his bench. He had Baldwin on his bench and scored 130. So, yeah, I thought he got all those points. And Ted Ginn Jr. threw up a goose egg for him. And he almost, if he had played Baldwin, would have beaten my top points for the year at 163. So, good for him.
No, not good for him.
Pat defeats Brianne because Pat's just beating everybody at
Calvin
this point.
Calvin doesn't play tomorrow and stays active for him.
Oh, that would be incredible.
That would be the best.
Pat defeats Brianne by 12.
That was too close.
Yeah, Pat is...
I don't give a shit.
Pat's got a cupcake schedule. We hate to say it, but Pat, you got a cupcake-ass schedule. That's why.
I mean, there's not really, like, at the start of the season, it was Brianne, Marcos, Elliot, and now Marcos and Elliot, like, you don't want to fucking face
them. No, you don't want
to. And same to here. I said it 2 weeks ago, which maybe you'll hear someday. He could score 60, he could score 160.
Oh, yeah.
And he met in the middle against me.
To hear fire sale, right? It's a fire sale?
Yeah. No, he literally did just about exactly what you said. So. He scored 60 versus me the week before, and then the week after, he scores 120 versus me.
Yep.
So those are your matchups from the past week. So that's what brings us to the standings. And
so I just want to point out great Yahoo predictions before
this. Shout out to Yahoo predictions.
My favorite thing ever is right now it's projecting me to be third and Pete to make the playoff in sixth. Right. Good old divisions.
Congratulations to Joe for having the league lead in points against 1,310 points.
That's essentially like
in 12 games.
So I'm the points leader and I've scored like 1,303.
Exactly.
So that's like playing.
Joe's facing Rob every week. Every week. Meanwhile, Pat is facing 1,069 points every week.
Oh my
week.
God.
He's basically facing what I did this week every week.
Yeah.
So congrats, Pat. I faced 1,200 points. Which is insane. Robin has faced 1,112. But, man, I thought I had faced less points than that. Okay.
So I've actually played a pretty weak schedule.
I think the reason you're playing a weak schedule now is because you played a tougher schedule in the first half, but the teams that you're facing now just got worse or got hurt.
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing? If I had
terrible games,
right.
To years when I played him, and then yours this last week that was uncharacteristic, and you know,
so it's just.
I mean, if Tim Soon was still promo Tim's team,
yeah,
he would have clinched.
And so I get the Ginger Ninja and I cut the promo, and all of a sudden it's just like this is terrible.
I think you maybe need to go with like on your next promo if you ever do one. You should maybe go with like the more like. Subdued Luke Walton sort of tone.
Okay, Jake Roberts. You know, okay, I can't
like,
Jake this name.
I'm coach of the month, but I'm 0-0. You know,
right?
Come on, baby.
You gotta be like, listen. I respect all of you. You all have very good teams, but I feel as though my team might play slightly better when we go against each other. Thank you. Have a great night. Woo.
That's a promo from Joe Harden.
Could Luke Walton actually woo? Be like,
how the hell?
it'd be so low that like your dog can hear.
How the hell did I move up only two spots on waiver claim? What the fuck? I didn't put in a single waiver.
Neither
I was at seven.
So seven, listen, seven was really like five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the top three in waiver.
I'm at five.
Oh, so you're at
that's
three.
Three. Oh, okay. Who's...
I don't know,
Marcos, Brianne. Four is my brother.
Yeah, so he didn't put in a waiver claim either.
No, he didn't. So, I mean,
so you're three.
I actually end up getting the guy I wanted. I'm taking the Seth Roberts shot this week because he's actually the receiver for the Raiders that has for the last couple of weeks like put some points up, and it's like, might as well take a look and see what he's got.
Yeah, I didn't make any claims. I was up late.
Oh, by the way, shout out to Scott for claiming a fucking kicker. Nicely done.
Again.
Nicely done, Scott. Just the
best. Listen, I'm not going to talk any shit right now because if he wins out, I don't get in.
That's the thing. So let's take a look at the standings right now. So Robin has won his He-Man Women Haters Club division at 9-3, three games ahead of Joe at 6-6. Of course, Brian and Marcos were out. Pat has clinched the bad sports pun with the worst pun. Javid's the best. 9-3. Scott 7-5. He is fourth overall. And Matt is 6-6. Here's what's funny about this. Keezer just misses out on all the tiebreakers and stuff now, so he can't get to 7-7 and get in at this point. But if you look at the Roger Goodelliot division, I'm leading at 7-5. Both Pete and Tahir are 6-6.
Yep.
And so that's where everybody's taking a look, because Joe's sitting there three games behind Rob and also at 6-6. But his points lead is massive. So literally the only thing that can happen is Pete and Tahir have to win the last 2 weeks. One of them has to win the last 2 weeks, and Joe has to lose once. That's basically how big that points lead is. It's essentially a one-game lead.
Well, Joe's competition for that fourth spot is more with Matt Hughes and Scott, who have Scott has the better record at 7-5, so he's got a little bit of an inside track there.
Mm-hmm.
If he wins out, there's nothing Joe can do about it.
Right.
Hughes is fairly close to Joe in points. He's only like 50.
He's like 50. Hold on, let me
check. No. It's like 16 points behind.
Joe is at 1250.
No, because I pooped.
1250 for Matt. And, yo, you're right. Yeah, 1267 for Joe.
So Matty could win out and outscore Joe by 20 points. Right. That's conceivable.
So the only thing that Pete and Tahir really can play for is to catch me. Exactly. And so I have Elliot this week, and Elliot, because he's got the team that nobody wants to face, is all of a sudden just like bright flashing lights in my face, right?
Yeah. He did that in my matchup too. He ran his mouth a bunch and then lost 150.
Well, you have your team and I have my team. So I'm not really talking much shit this week, especially when I have to look at my running backs and start Shane Vereen again. Because Ryan Matthews can't come back from concussion protocol after 2 weeks.
What about Chris Jones?
Yeah.
Nothing good comes from running your mouth.
Oh, you got David Johnson, bro.
I do have David Johnson, which is awesome.
That's like the silver lining in the whole thing.
So I get David Johnson.
Except it would have been a lot more awesome if you didn't trade something and just had David Johnson.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But that's great. So, but at the same time, that's where everybody's going to be looking. Like, yeah, exactly. So Scott, I need to take a look at this because I want to compare the last 2 weeks. So Scott, in his last 2 weeks, if I remember right.
By the way, just to cut in real quick, I just figured out Maddie's team name. I just posted it to Slack.
You did?
It's an even worse Detroit pun.
Oh, no.
Who's?
Oh, because he loves Barry Sanders.
Well, but it's also because Javid's the best is so awful. Like, I figured this could kind of poop on the Detroit boys, but also be a fun one.
Yeah.
Which take a look.
And Pat is a Spurs fan, we found out.
Because he hates everything.
Yeah?
Don't mess with the Zerlon.
Yeah. Don't what?
Don't mess with the Zerlon.
Ah!
Horrible Adam Sandler movie mixed in with like a Detroit everyone loves guy who will never play in the NFL, but the boys think is like a god. Perfect name. Done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, Brown Street Pooligans.
Brown Street Pooligans is the best.
It's pretty damn awesome.
Brown Street Pooligans 1, Pittsburgh Feelers 2. Don't mess with the Zerlon.
Well, they let you have that many characters. Don't mess with the Zerlon.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so let's get to this week. This is where shit goes down. So Scott, the lucky son of a bitch, has Keezer this week.
Don't say it, because Keezer has not a horrible team.
Keezer's team's in freefall. What are you talking about?
Listen, he just beat Brienne last week.
Okay, fine. So Scott, that's that. But week 14, Scott has to face...
I believe in you, Matthew.
Pat. Right? So that is where you could get something.
No, but this is where we could see some stupid shit. Okay. I'm already thinking about
time out.
Like, if
are you about to say the C word on this podcast?
I could simply... Here's the thing, because...
Are you about to point to your palm to where you think the C word's going to happen?
It could quickly be
I don't think so.
I think it's a bad matchup, so I'm going to put, my running back on the bench.
No, I don't think we'll see that happen.
I really hope
not. First of all, Pat likely and definitely does have a shot at getting the one seed.
So Pat should be trying to do everything he freaking can to be 11-3.
If I was him, facing you, a very good friend of mine, I would be like, fuck no, man. I want the one seed.
Yeah.
So.
So, but.
You want to face, like, whatever.
Sweet. So, so.
I gotta get there first, though.
You gotta get there first, and plus, I want the money, I want the points, I want the, you know.
He wants the money.
Yeah.
So, Joe is facing Marcos, former roommates, colliding. That game, I can just.
And bandmates.
And bandmates. Joe, let me just say this. Let's just say that Phillip Rivers has another Phillip Rivers game. Like, half of
who is Phillip Rivers playing?
Okay, that's actually a good question.
This is making me feel good.
Denver.
San Diego is facing
Denver.
The Denver Broncos. So
that makes me feel
the fighting Brock Osweiler.
And DeMarcus Ware looks like he's going to be back.
Ooh, boy.
CJ Anderson's going to get up in that ass.
Ooh, boy.
No, Emmanuel Sanders is going to go to work.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Robin,
so that makes me feel better, though, because, what, three of his players are...
yeah, he's got Stevie Childress, Johnson, he's got Danny Woodhead, and he's got Antonio Gates. And I guarantee you, oh, Jimmy Graham's done. Sorry for him. Did he start? Yeah,
it's going to help his team not to start Jimmy Graham.
So did he put Baldwin? He did put Baldwin in. I was like, okay, good. At least you put Baldwin in.
Yeah.
Robin has a week off against Brianne. That's nice. Pat is facing off against Matt Hughes, where Matt... This is where the schedule can come back to bite you. You got to face your in division rival, who's also 9-3.
Mm-hmm.
But this is also going to be that matchup where you get to see if Pat's, you know, for real.
Yeah.
Because you have faced a fucking cupcake schedule. You have faced the Alabama of this fantasy football league schedules. You are the number 2 seed in number. Actually, you're technically. Is he? I don't like him being the number 2 seed. I don't even want to call him the number 2 seed. You are.
It'll be hard for those.
You are the Alabama of this league.
Yeah. There is no way that he is not at least the number 2 seed.
Here's what's funny about this.
It would be pretty hard.
So I would face him in the playoffs if it got to it. Yeah. Let's. I would savor beating him just so I could be like paper chasing.
Listen, let's. Actually, I'm not going to talk.
Never okay, fine, fine,
I,
fine.
No, I was going to say shit, but right, okay. I have, am in no place to talk
shit. So this is, now let's get to the key matchup of this week. Pete and Tahir face off with the winner being in, loser, go the fuck home. So
yeah.
This is basically the biggest matchup of the season so far. Like, this is like the first game where there are two teams where the loser's out. That's what this basically comes down to. Mm-hmm. Pete is favored by 2 points, and he's still starting the quarterback from the Atlanta Falcons,
which is weird.
Bold move, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Well, I'm pretty sure also I traded him to you earlier this week. So,
by the way, yeah, this segment brought to you in part by Broadway Market. Buy your pre-made sandwiches on fresh Basque bread.
I don't buy those.
$3.75 a piece at your local Broadway Market at the corner of Broadway and Leveroni Road.
Oh, Leveroni.
They are simple and delicious.
It is phenomenal.
I've never eaten one, nor will I ever.
Joe eats dry sandwiches. Don't listen.
Joe, do you not like good things?
I love good life? Things.
Okay. So Pete is deciding... He's got to make a decision here. So Drew Brees is facing Carolina, which is like you don't want to face Carolina at this point because they have everything going. But they're facing him at home.
Yep.
And Brees is basically playing for his NFL future at this point. Like, the talk now is that Miami's ready to throw a fucking yacht full of money at Sean Taylor to bring him in. Next year.
Sean Payton.
Sean Payton, sorry.
Yeah.
Shouts, rest in peace, Sean Taylor. But here's the thing. If that happens, I can really foresee that bringing Drew Brees with him to Miami scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, Ryan Tannehill's going to be my quarterback? So there's kind of a part of me that's sitting here thinking Brees is going to want to step up and I understand why he wants to start Matt Ryan because, you know, Drew Brees is facing Carolina. But if there is ever a time to put your faith in Drew Brees, I think this is the week.
If there's ever been one person that has been more effed by not putting their faith in Drew Brees, Pete Livingston would be that person.
Could you imagine if he went with Matt Ryan? He's facing Tampa Bay. Matt Ryan is facing like literally one of the worst defenses in football. But imagine if Drew Brees goes for 25 points this week.
Yeah.
Like it's not locked in. I think he's still... I don't know.
But I don't know.
And we'll Matt Ryan is terrible.
He's terrible. I don't even...
Matt Ryan is terrible. I would start Ryan Tannehill this week over Matt Ryan.
I would start Blaine Gabbert over Matt Ryan.
Ooh. That's nasty. Wow.
That was a lie.
By the way. Made the sneaky pickup. I took Kwan this week. He's had yardage?
No, that's not sneaky. I thought about it too, but I thought Kendall Wright probably has more upside.
Wright has the big play. Like, if he does that, like, whole 50-yard touchdown thing, you're like, okay, yeah.
Well, here's the other thing, though. Like, he's not going to be in my lineup. Yeah. Mainly, I need to get rid of Tony Romo because he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And I hate everything about him.
And I thought about starting...
for picking up Cowboys.
Thought about starting... Fuck?
Well, I didn't name my son after one, but anyway.
Thought about starting Vance McDonald this week, but instead decided to go with... what's his name from Baltimore?
Crowder?
Crockett. I would have stuck with Vance.
Crockett Gilmore.
I was thinking about Vance, but I don't know. We'll see.
I think Vance has a better quarterback.
Yeah. Matt Schaub is the king of
the
pick
six. How many
pick
sixes he has as a average?
By the way, shout out to Matt Schaub.
So depressing, though, with those two teams.
Could you imagine, Elliot, you were in Vegas last week. You knew Matt Schaub was starting this week. How dare you not bet on him throwing a pick six in a game this past weekend?
How could he?
How dare you?
I'm pretty sure he actually was. Yeah.
Like, wait, who's playing the Ravens this week? What?
Oh, it's someone stupid. It's not a great matchup for me.
That was the worst entertaining game.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about that. They're playing...
I'm like a little bit ashamed.
Oh, they're playing Miami.
Yeah.
That game's almost
worse.
Who's
got that defense, bro? Pick up that Miami D. God.
Somebody owns Miami defense.
Miami D's about to get like two pick sixes.
Someone sneaked Chicago's defense. It's huge.
But I'm not... I'm not sold on that.
Yeah. So... But, so the big game is Pete and Tahir. Winner's going to still have a shot at me. Loser's going to be...
For me, the big game is like every game except for Robin's game and Pat's game.
Okay.
Like, I just need security. Like, I need Scott to go down. I need Maddie to go down. Tim, I need you to go down.
I know.
Pete to go down.
Yeah,
Elliot's just sitting over there cackling, just like, oh.
No, I'm pumped. I'm Elliot's number one fan because I think Elliot also plays Scott at the last week. He plays a team.
No, he plays Tahir. Me and Pete played last week, so that's what Pete really wants. He wants to win this week. He wants Elliot to beat me, so then it's a one-on-one for the title next week.
Yeah.
And there will be promos cut if that's the case.
I don't care.
There will be some fucking
as,
promos cut if that is the case.
I mean, my main thing is I have to win. Like,
first of
if
all,
I do not win, the only way I have a chance is if all those that I just named
and then,
lose as well.
And then Joe will get the upside down four-leaf clover award for the year for literally the worst luck in the history of this league.
I'd say so.
To have that many points scored against him.
To have basically more than the league leader in points on average scored against you.
On a weekly basis. Joe's going to have more points scored against him than the top scorer in our league has scored
and
himself.
And be a top three scorer.
What if that
scorer?
Happens?
And be a top three scorer.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be, like, if I was, like, last in points and had the most against me, I'd be like, well, it doesn't really fucking matter because I fucking can't score points. But to be, like, top three in points and have number one against and be fucking 500.
All right.
Is shit.
Yeah, that's pretty terrible.
Dude, if it finishes like that, I honestly hope that I at least score a few more points so that it doesn't finish like that.
Yeah.
But that'll be awful. If you finish averaging more points than the leader, that's just silly.
Yeah. But the thing is, the one thing I can hang my hat on is my team is built on some quality keepers.
That's right. Speed and comfort, baby. You do have some keepers. I have zero keepers outside of DeAndre Hopkins. So,
well, we can talk later if you want someone back.
I'm about to say, right? Yeah, fuck you. Yeah. Do I have any injured? Do you have any injured players?
Yeah, the one you fucking traded you.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Then I trade. That's too bad.
But he has keeper value, which is like a little different.
But I get to now.
Did you drop Chris?
Oh, yeah, of course. Come on now.
15 round pick, bro. Yeah,
but dude, injured reserve, 31 yeah, dude, years
David,
old.
David Johnson's about to just take that.
Yeah, so I'm going to keep him with a 15th round pick.
No, you're not. Elliot picked him up in like the fifth round, dude.
God damn, man.
Yeah, Elliot shit on the draft. Like, there's so many people that can
that's
have
right.
That don't have second value.
Third next year. Fuck you, Elliot.
Dude, you forgot about the 4, 5, 6, 7 panic rounds in our draft.
Oh, God
damn,
dude.
Oh, like, yeah. Anybody who
the
you think is
the Roddy Whites.
Right. Anybody who you think is an awesome keeper is not.
Not a keeper.
You're like, oh, wait, David Cobb.
Oh, yeah, David Cobb.
Oh, wait, David Cobb.
Sixth round pick.
Yeah. Oh, look, Devin Funchess is out there. Oh, he was also 6th round.
Yeah, the best part is like...
And I'm like, oh, I picked up Malcolm Floyd. Maybe I... Oh, wait, 6th round.
Elliot was like, oh, I picked up David Johnson, you know, to be my Andre Ellington backup. And then Chris Johnson was the starting running back.
And then Andre Ellington got hurt. So, oh, God damn it. I don't have a third next year. God damn it,
really,
Elliot.
I don't know that he was really a 5th round, but he definitely was drafted. He was 100%.
You're
going to
make
draft.
Me look this up right now, man.
So, he's not a 15th round.
There's
not worth keeping.
Look this shit up right now. Goddamn. That's the worst. What the fuck is going on in this league this year?
Dude, well, look, fucking, yeah, no. Anybody, once again, you think is awesome. But there are some good, like Langford, I don't think was drafted.
He was not.
So that's a
Kevin
candidate.
White was just picked up.
Oh my God, was it even worse than you said?
Was he 4th round? I thought he was 4th round.
No. Hold on. Okay.
Oh,
no, he wasn't.
No, it can't be 4th round.
No, he wasn't. Hold on.
Okay.
So David Johnson.
I wish I'd picked someone else in the 4th round that wasn't Matt Ryan.
Shouts to Bishop Sankey being taken in the 6th round.
Oh, God,
by
that's
the way.
The other one, dude. It's like, yeah. Is Bishop Sankey still in the league? I mean, I know he is, but.
Like Newsbot,
this is looking better. Actually, this is
Bishop
Sankey,
one carry.
This is looking way better here. Hold on, this is looking way better. hold on, this is looking better, Joe. I'm down to round 11, and I don't see him. Round 11, 9th round keeper for David Johnson.
Yeah, that's good.
I will take that. All right, so I have 2 keepers on my team this year. Yes.
Come on, you got more than that.
Okay, I have the Red
I'm
Rocket.
Sure if you look
I might take the Red Rocket.
You got other stuff in there.
Robin, who are you keeping next year?
I'm going to keep Arian Foster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you might as well take that flyer.
Totally.
Mark Ingram, I'm going to keep. Oh, so Arian Foster with a 3rd, Mark Ingram with a 4th. I will keep I'll keep Jordan Matthews probably still just because it'll be like a 13th. I'm going to keep Julius Thomas with an 11th. I'm going to keep Gary Barnage with a 15th. I'm going to keep
Barnkowski.
There's a few others, too. I forget what they are. I think there's like 6 or 7.
That's good. Yeah.
What round did D'Angelo go? Like 14,
D'Angelo.
15?
D'Angelo.
She was. Yeah, he was like she. He was like the 13th. Or
yeah,
something
he
like
was
that.
Like a. He was an emergency pick.
But Le'Veon
for
Bell's
going to
be back, so it's kind of.
Yeah, but D'Angelo now it was only. Oh, he was there. He was a 14th round pick. He's,
and I might keep C.J. Anderson.
With
as a 12. Yeah, that ain't bad.
As a 12
so.
For sure.
I
know that very much.
Damn it. I might pick up Steve Smith so I can get him for a 10th next year. We'll see.
So I could, and so basically I don't have a second round pick. I mean, not basically. I definitely don't have a second round pick. So I'm kind of hoping that something with that running back tandem works out between Ingram, Arian, and CJ and whoever else I end up keeping.
I am
not going to keep Frank Gore first round pick.
That's a good
idea.
I am
stoked on David Johnson as a 9th rounder, though. That's something I can get behind. But yeah, let's talk real football for just a little bit here. Thanksgiving Day sucked until the night game where Aaron Rodgers, as you talked about, threw 3 catchable touchdown passes in the final drive, and one of them was negated by a horrible penalty. Like, literally, the refs have been under fire for like the last month. That was one of the worst penalties ever seen. They basically had to call unabated to the quarterback to cover their own asses when it wasn't anything like that at all.
Not even close.
Wasn't even close to unabated to the
quarterback. It was one of those bang-bang, like the defensive lineman got a jump, and it was immediately blocked by the offensive lineman because the ball was snapped right away.
Yeah.
And they blew the whistle and called it, and it was just like, oh, my God.
I'm going to be...
That was a 70-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I watched the horrible, horrible Cowboy game.
Yeah, that was terrible.
And I believe that is the only football I watched this entire week. Wow. I went into the weekend knowing my fantasy was a wrap. I knew the Niners were playing the Cardinals. I decided to just have family time and step away. Well, my entire Saturday was playing disc golf and getting drunk watching Warriors.
That was great.
So I was pretty much on house arrest.
We'll talk about the Warriors. So next.
that kind of added into it also, but I don't feel like I missed anything.
But the Sunday night game, that was legitimately like. That was just like compelling television. Like that's like if you were to talk to an NBC executive about what he wanted.
The Warriors game, dude, that was a great. Oh, you're
no, but if you talk to an NBC executive about why you buy Sunday Night Football rights, it's because you can have that happen. You're in the snow. You have an undefeated team. You have one legendary quarterback out. You have another legendary quarterback trying to keep his team undefeated.
Right. I was thinking about a different game. Yes, yeah, totally.
But then you get Brock Osweiler stepping up. You get the Gronk almost catastrophic knee injury, which like put a hushed tone over the entire game.
Yeah.
For Tim.
For me.
Also, you had like glowing snow letters.
Oh, yeah.
Which were kind of cool.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it, but I paid attention to it on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
But you also had Emmanuel Sanders coming back.
Yeah.
Looking good, which also was nice.
And then the run to seal it was CJ Anderson, which was like legitimately
That was like a stab in my heart, but I was happy for that.
I mean, good for him. But like there was exciting football. Then, of course, we get to last Monday. Fuck that finish.
Browns gonna
like,
Browns.
Seriously, like Cleveland.
Browns gonna Browns.
Cleveland, seriously, why do you have sports teams? I'm not even like joking. Like literally get rid of all the sports teams.
Dude, John Harbaugh was basically apologizing to Mike Pettine.
John Harbaugh like wanted to hug Mike Pettine, but he couldn't because it was national television.
He was just like, I can't believe that fucking
happened. Know that he went around the visitors hallway and went to the other side. Like, said his mic in there, and then he came out and he hugged him and just said, I'm sorry.
He's like, hey, I baked these cookies real quick.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, bro.
By the way, they just recently said that they might consider Johnny Manziel over Austin fucking Davis the quarterback.
I just saw that.
God, the Browns are so. They're just. Just stop
Why are we talking about the Browns?
Just stop having... Okay, let's talk about real professional sports
Let's team. Just all cross our fingers that Austin Davis starts the rest of the year and Barnage tried to sleep with his wife.
Well, I still have Julius Thomas. Do you remember when I drafted Johnny Manziel in the 11th round last year?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember when I drafted Tebow in the 15th round last year?
That was pretty good.
Someone had to do it. Nice.
Someone had to do it. It was awesome.
So the Warriors guys.
They're good at
stuff. We were watching them Saturday and they were up 25 in the third. The game was salted. Steph was like hardly even playing as much in the third, and then he decided to shoot like ridiculous amounts from the field and put 17 points up. The team's still good when they're up 30. Like, it's great basketball to watch. And then tonight, when they're honoring Del Curry, Steph was just like, fuck this. This is my night.
Yeah.
And goes ham in the third.
I wouldn't say it that way. I think he was saying, I love you, Dad.
Yeah, this is mine, though.
Like, no, like, that was him honoring his dad.
Oh, yeah.
By putting up 8 threes. You put up the leading scorer in Charlotte history as your father, who's known for his three-point stroke. Yeah.
And he kills it.
And you say, look, Dad, I can do it too because of you.
Yeah. And you got Cam Newton in the stands wearing a Del Curry jersey.
Dabbing it out.
So there was some motivation.
But it was just like 40 points again in three quarters.
28
in the third. His fifth 20-plus point quarter of the season. Already more than what Russ Westbrook had when he led the league last year with 4. We're 20 games in.
Yeah. So here's the best stat.
Great.
40 points in three quarters
exactly
has happened 6 times in the league this year.
Steph Curry?
Steph Curry, 5 of them.
That's right.
The rest of the league won.
That's right. So Steph Curry, ladies and gentlemen, did it all in 31 minutes. Let's just throw that out there.
Well, that's the thing, too. And that's when you talk about the other leading scorer, like you talk about a Harden, you talk about a Westbrook.
Right.
Bring it down per minute on the floor and shut your face.
Like, go look to, literally, go to basketball-reference.com. Type in Steph Curry. Look at his per 36-minute averages. And literally, like, just shake your head. He's shooting 46 from three, 55 from the floor, 94 from the line, averaging 33 on 5.5 threes per 36 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, the fuck?
So he set the three-point record with like 278 or something last year. What do you think he's on pace for
this year? 380 or something like that.
No, it's more than that.
400?
He's on pace for 419.
Get out of here, man.
So not only did he set the record in consecutive years, but he's on pace to obliterate it.
Yeah, because he has over 100. Here, he has 100 at 20.
So he is. Yeah, he's
over 100.
Yeah.
At 20 games.
So he's going to have more threes by himself than teams. Like,
he already has.
So, no. Someone put money on it right now. Steph Curry will have more points than the bottom five teams in the NBA make threes this year.
Individually, of course. Individually. Not combined. But yeah, probably.
Yeah. Individually. No, without a doubt. He already does. Like, and by a good margin, though, too. It's not like it's close. It's not like he's like a three ahead of them. Right. Like, he's far ahead of them. And
here's the
only way that that doesn't happen.
Yeah, that we don't want to talk about that.
No, not what you're thinking. No. You get that out of your head.
I didn't think it. You thought it.
No, I did not. I'm talking about they're gonna have so many points that he's gonna sit even more than full quarters.
Yeah, I mean, so the point differential is going up. If you can believe this. It was at 13 points a couple weeks ago. It's now up north of 16 points. They got Toronto next. Toronto's going to be tough.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. They are going to lose a game.
Yeah, it's either going to be Toronto or Indiana. They are that
comes out fucking pissed.
Yeah.
Like, I think tonight's game was purely because last night, or two nights ago, was so close that they were like, that's not us.
Yeah.
And
Charlotte's a good defensive team. Like, the reason why they're above 500 in the East is because they're a good defensive team. Yeah. And they shit all over them.
And no Jeffrey.
Well, they won like five straight, too.
Yeah, they were having a good game, And Jefferson's, they're phasing him out, though. And that's, you know, that's just because they want to play a bit more up-tempo. They want to have more defensive switching abilities and stuff like that. But, I mean, Draymond had that weird line that Draymond tends to have, where he had 10 rebounds and like 8 assists, but he had 6 points or something like that.
He also had 7 assists in the first half.
Oh, yeah. He was...
No, but here's the crazy part. Harrison Barnes is...
Harrison Barnes out here.
Like, that...
Shouts to B-Rush, man. He steps in. He does a great job.
And
he,
Clark's playing well,
too. Yeah, Ian Clark's doing well.
But Harrison will be back,
Sean Livingston, that three he hit, like, I hadn't yelled in a car in a while. That was insane when Sean Livingston, of all people, hit
I'm going to call bullshit on that because you're the type of dude I think just yells a lot.
I yell a lot.
Listen, don't act like you haven't yelled in a car in a long time. Like, you're probably like, is a long time.
2 hours.
Yeah, two hours. So. Like, I haven't yelled in forever.
So, I mean, they're going to lose. If they can get through this road trip 25-0, this is where you just, like, you're just like, at this point, I don't know what else could happen. I really don't. But they got Indiana. They got Toronto still. They got New York. They don't know. They play Brooklyn.
There's only three games on the slate that they're not favored, and it's at Cleveland, at Spurs.
All right. So the Spurs games are going to be fun because everybody's going to be like, oh, what do the Spurs have cooking? Mm-hmm. Spurs are going to show shit. They never show shit in the regular season. They're going to basically play, just like the Warriors are, they're going to play their straight-up D. They're not going to do anything crazy on Steph. Yep. Just like the Warriors are going to do something crazy on LaMarcus. They're going to play straight up. They'll make small adjustments if needed. And then once it gets to the playoffs, if it does come down to Spurs and Warriors like everybody says it's going to, you're going to see fucking, like, master chess master level shit between Kerr and Popovich.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's going to be insane. Like, the only thing that can make this better this NBA season is if it is the Spurs standing in the way of the Warriors from getting back to the NBA Finals.
Well, I think the other thing that can make the NBA season better is if I win our fucking fantasy football league.
Why would that make things better?
Because it just would make me so much happier every day, all the time.
God damn. Could you imagine him just like saying, hey, I'm the champ?
Back to back. Yeah.
Just, no, we can't have that.
Don't worry, I'll make sure that doesn't happen.
Neither will.
Well, listen, if I lose, and I'll say it right here, if I lose, I do hope it's to Robin.
Okay, great. Thanks. Appreciate that.
That's I'm going to awesome. Be honest, because if worst case scenario, Rob and I will take turns, and I'm okay with that.
All I'm saying is that if I can win this year...
Tag team.
If I can win this year with what's happened to
little
my
Eiffel
team...
Eiffel Tower action. You know?
Little Eiffel Tower, yeah. There you
the whole
go.
League
yeah.
in between.
That's right.
But who is the whole awful, huge human centipede?
Oh.
Who's the front? Who's the back?
Oh. No.
I ain't sewing my mouth to nobody.
No.
That ain't right.
I'm on the side with the girl.
What?
I don't fucking...
Oh, there is a girl in our league.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're going to do...
Oh, that's bad.
What?
None. Oh. That's just everything about what was just said is bad.
Why?
It's just terrible. Why? All right. That's. I think that's as good as cue as anything, that this is probably time to wrap it up. Pretty close.
Well,
right?
You definitely need to wrap it up, because that would just be gross if you didn't.
No, yeah. Not like that. Oh, really?
So
those shoes.
In summation, Joe's going to lose.
No, that's not true.
In summation, I will probably lose because half my team will get hurt. Like, literally, if someone else gets hurt. So Gronk's out.
By the way, thank you very much for dropping Vance McDonald, because we don't need another tight end going down
in
San Francisco.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Welcome.
And I believe if we can look back to like week 3 of podcast, I told you and Pete not to own any 49ers because they would get hurt. And what happened to Carlos Hyde? Fucking Livingston curse.
Yep. It's legit. It's real. It's real.
It's so bad, guys.
I think there's a Matt Keyser curse too, but it doesn't have to do with
it. It's so bad.
Nothing with that. It's just high-level, awesome
Trade
players.
Keyser all your fifth-round picks.
Let Keyser have all the first-round picks.
No.
Because then they'll all get hurt and his team will be done.
So. God damn. So that's our show. We've actually planned on getting both these shows up, if you can believe that.
Tim, you're going to do that, though, right?
I'm going to do that.
Right now on the computer?
If I can get in.
Oh, you can get in.
No, I have to figure out where the fuck everything is.
It's on this card right here.
Oh yeah, no, like
it's like
the other show
on there.
But
it's like
on
that.
We can help you figure that.
Yeah, I know.
I've watched Pedro do it.
All right.
So, thanks everybody for tuning in. Joe, our audio engineer, is about to turn it off, and we thank you. We'll be back next week. Pete will be 30. He'll be an old fucking man. Welcome to the club, Pete.
Oldest man.
You're gonna be so old and gray. Oh wait.
Love you, Pete. Happy birthday.
Hey, if you want to keep following Los Livingston Brothers, you can see us on Facebook. Just go to the Los Livingston Brothers fan page. Give us a like, leave comments, all that good stuff. And on iTunes, make sure to subscribe and also give us a nice, pretty-looking review and throw 5 stars up on us, because we are like a Rob Van Dam frog splash, because it's the 5-star frog splash. On top of that, if you don't use iTunes to listen to your podcast, you can also go to loslivingstonbrothers.com, click on the radio shows tab, and you'll be able to listen to all the shows dating back to our very first show at KCY in 2011.
Man, that's a long time ago. Man, I'm old.